Amen. What happens when the righteous leaves the will of God? And just as a recap, I told you before that the will of God typically refers to living in accordance with or following God's desire, His plan, His purpose, and His guidance for your life. There is nothing like a believer living in the will of God. There is nothing like a believer standing and aligning themselves with God's will for them. Sometimes the will of God may not make sense to you. Sometimes the will of God, amen, may look a little bit confusing. But when one aligns themselves with the will of God, they are saying that my actions, my decisions, my beliefs, amen, and what I believe about God and the intended purpose and path that I am on is where God wants me to be. Can I ask you a question? Are you walking in the path where God wants you to be? You see, I found out that sometimes we lose sight of God's purpose for us. Because we don't understand His will, we become impatient and we start going in places, doing things, getting involved in situations that takes us further away from God's plan for our lives. You see, Lot had a problem. Lot had a personal problem with his uncle. He held on to whatever grudge that he had, that he did not want anymore to live, watch this, in the safety of the Christian community. Are you with me? Lot did not want to be around Christians anymore. Lot wanted to go out and make a name for himself. I wish I had somebody. And I found out, you see, Lot found and he thought that his purpose, his position, his status, and his independence, amen, gave him significance in life. And can I tell you something? Whenever you and I want to be independent of God, amen. Yet, let me say this to you. Lot felt justified in what he did. And the one thing that you know is this, is that once you're saved, God takes you from sin and darkness and transfers us into light. He puts us on a new path of life. Amen. And sometimes, I want to say this to you, that path can be confusing. See, a lot of people will tell you that the path's supposed to be easy. A lot of people will tell you that it shouldn't be this hard. You know, you should be where you're supposed to be by now, at least by now. But what we don't realize at times is that there are things in us that God still has to get out of us. Oh, I wish I had a few people here with me today. I wish I do had a few people here today to let you know something. Lot embraced a lifestyle that was not pleasing to God, and he pretended to live this life knowing that he was a righteous man. He was living in pretense. He was living in a city where homosexuality was the day, that was the thing of the day. No different than where we live today. Lot lived among these people. He became a judge in a city full of unrighteous people, but yet he never spoke about his faith. How is it that the unrighteous can influence the righteous? What does this mean? What does this mean? As believers, we can ignore our convictions of our soul for our flesh. I'm going to say it one more time. We can ignore the convictions. Listen, you know it feels bad. I don't care how far you drift. You know when you do wrong as a believer. See, the difference as a believer is, watch this. As an unbeliever, you only know wrong. As a believer, you know both sides. Because you were on that side. Anytime you choose a life opposite of the word, you and I will always compromise what we truly believe. Amen. You know, you can get so lost that God has to supernaturally rescue you. You can drift so far, the currents of life can pull you and I away from the right thing, where God has to dispatch a rescue team. Come on and help me, somebody. Any of you ever drifted before? Come on and help me, somebody. Anybody ever drifted off the path where God had to send a rescue team to get you? Aren't you glad that he cares about you that much, where he will go and find you where you are? You can run, but you can't hide. And whenever you and I feel as if, watch this, we can run our lives now. You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting to me? We can be in the right place and stay the same. And so up to this point, we know what happened in the story. Lot here has went outside. This is the last sermon I preached on this. And he offered up. Here's the thing. When you're out of your mind, when sin has polluted you, you will offer up anything to keep your sin silent. This man offered up his daughters. It's in the text. Look at verse 8. Remember what's happening. The city, the men of the city said, fresh meat has come to town. You know it's crazy when a man don't want a woman. You know it's crazy when you offer up your daughters and virgin at that, and they're like, I don't want that. Come on and help me, somebody. When a man don't have a desire for a woman, and when a woman don't have a desire for a man, it's not same-sex attraction. It's homosexuality. That's what it's called. If you're laying with a woman, you're gay. If you're laying with a man, you are gay. You can't say, nah, we just cool. Nah, boo, y'all sharing the same bed. And God did not set it up like that. Tell your neighbor, he didn't set it up like that. Tell your neighbor, nah, that ain't right. Amen. It ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. See, here's the thing. It's right because the world says it's right. But here's what trumps the world. God does. And if God says it's wrong, anything God says wrong is wrong. Do I have a witness? I told you I'm coming back. I'm back today. I'm back today. I'm here. Let me tell you about this homosexual spirit. It is so strong that it will pull you in. I was talking to some 13-year-old girls on Friday. And they said, Pastor, no, it didn't start there. It started when I was in elementary school. But they said, I know what I want. I ain't with that. I said, well, let me tell you why you're not with that. Because I said, why are you not with that? She said, because God says. Now, if a 13-year-old, this is what Lot, this is where Lot was living. Lot moved into the homosexual community and started blending in. He's living among these unrighteous people, and the only reason, let me say this to you. You know why some of us, you know why you feel like you may be getting away with your stuff, right? And you feel like you're getting away with it because it hadn't really come down on you yet? Because somebody is praying for you. Moses, if we back up the text, Moses said, Lord, now would you destroy it if it was one, if it was 10, if it was five? You understand? So it was because of Moses' intercession that God sent the rescue team. Are you with me? Now watch this. The text says, now behold, I have two daughters who have not had relations with man. Please. Let me bring them out to you and do to them. This is an angry mob trying to get to the men who came to the city who were angels. And Lot says, do to them. Lot says, how many people have we sold out? How many people have we sold out because we want something so bad that we're willing to give up the precious things, the relationships that we have, the people that we used to be cool, family members, friends that you used to trust? Watch the text. Text says, do whatever you like. Only do nothing to these men, inasmuch as they have come under my shelter of my roof. Verse 9, but they said, stand aside. Remember what I told you? What did I tell you? The people that turn you out will what? Turn on you. Check the text out. Lot thought this. He thought that because I was a judge in the city, because I've been living among them, can I tell you something? There are a lot of believers who have fallen away from the Lord. They've fallen away from the church. They have embraced that community. And guess what? They think that community is for them. But boo, I'm going to tell you something. The moment... Watch this. You start thinking for yourself. The moment that you start saying, I'm ready to get out of this thing, the moment you decide that you're ready to go, they will turn on you. Thus says the Lord. Watch the word. And this ain't just for this. It's for anything that draws you away from the Lord. Whatever you think your flesh desires. Listen, don't make a move on your flesh. It will let you down. Look at verse 9. But they said, stand aside. Furthermore, and they said, this one. See, you thought they love you. You were their brother before. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. Hey, friend. Oh, we tight. We tight as a tape. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, we closer than cousins. You understand what I'm saying? Check it out. It said, this one came in as an alien, and already he's acting like a what? Judge. Now we will treat you worse than them. Worse than who? The men that they were trying to have sexual relations with. Context. Look what the text says. So they pressed hard against Lot, and they came near to doing what? Breaking the door. You got the picture now? Took me a little while to get the picture there. But there's the picture. You see the picture? This is the context that we're in. So watch this. Rescuing the righteous. Here's what happens first. The text goes on to says, but. Aren't you glad? The but is like a therefore. Aren't you glad? That, watch this, that your story doesn't end right there. Aren't you glad that maybe you're out of your mind right now, but aren't you glad that you got a God who could put a butt there that can somehow rescue you and I from things that we thought that was good for us. You see, when you lose your mind, you start thinking that the things of the world are better than the things of God. But I stop by to tell you, God has a way of rescuing the righteous. You know, the Bible says, how can you, who knew the Lord, go back to living like you don't know the Lord? Paul was perplexed when he asked that question, because when I think about how good God has been to me, when I think about how great God has been to me, listen, all may not be good all the time, but I want to say a few things to you today. God has been great to me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God that even after I messed up, he made a way for me to walk back into the house of the Lord and lift my hands to him and praise him again. Some of us are hit or miss Christians. We hit sometimes and we miss sometimes. Some of us are on again and off again Christians. We on sometimes, we off sometimes. But God still loves you. God still provides for you. God still makes a way for you. And the reason why is because he hopes that through his grace, you won't say, oh, I got away with that. You would say, man, I should have. But because of his grace, I'm running back to the house of God. I'm going to submit myself back so that I can live for God. Aren't you glad that God knows how to rescue the righteous? Imagine that. Imagine that these men were about to kill Lot, but the men, what did the text say? Reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house. First thing you need to know is this. Is God will reach out. Even if you don't reach out. I'm going to say it one more time. You can't reach out because you're out your mind. And when you're out your mind, you don't know you need rescuing. But aren't you glad that God will reach out? Thank you, Lord. As a righteous man, I found myself in situations that God had to reach out. Now remember, the reason I say it's God, because these angelic hands that grabbed Lot, oh, I wish I had somebody. You got to be in the spirit to see this. Lot couldn't tame the lustful crowd. These angels had to reach out and grab him. Aren't you glad that God will send an angel? Oh, I wish I had a few people who would just reach out and say, come on, come this way. Do I have a witness? And I want to say to somebody here today, you can't go too far where God can't reach you. You may think you're so far gone that it's too late to come back. But the beautiful thing about God, he does not look at you like you think he looks at you. Because once you're saved, once you're sanctified, once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you may grieve the Holy Spirit, but God knows how to reach out and find you. The writer says, even if I make my bed in hell, you are there. He says, if I go to heaven, you are there. He said, wherever I go, before a word is in my mouth, before a thought is in my mind, in my mother's womb, guess what he did? He formed you. He shaped you. You didn't know you were going to fall into some mess. You thought you were strong. But the devil showed you, I got power. And if you put your flesh under my power, I will pull you away from the Lord. But thanks be to God that the righteous will always be rescued. Some of us, God's looking for you. He's going to find you eventually. You're going to be found out eventually. But you better believe God's not going to shame you. He's going to rescue you. Thank God that he's doing the rescuing. The angels reached out and brought him back into the house. The text says, watch what it says next. It says, and shut the door. Don't miss that. That's deep. Previous verse says they were pressing into the house. The house about to break. What kind of house was this? So you got to know culturally what type of house it was. But when you have divine presence in your house, when you have, see what Lot did when he invited them in his house, he was inviting the righteous back into his house. Because before he was not living righteously. He was living among the righteous trying to pretend like it wasn't affecting him, but it was affecting him. Why was his girls still virgins? Because he lived in a town where the men didn't want women. So in other words, he's holding up God's plan. And I'll show you later on with Lot what happened with his daughters. Because of exposure to sin. Parents, don't accept that lifestyle. Don't tell your kids, no, it's all right. They love who you want to love. No, God said love a woman if you're a man. And love a man if you're a woman. It is straight cut. But the difference is they're desensitizing us. Just like they were doing back here. What do you think sodomy is? Y'all ain't hearing me. I dealt with that on first week. Check the text out. He says, shut the door. The second thing is this. God will rescue you even if you're not ready. Closing the door on your past. Closing the door on your present. And closing the door on your sin. They were in the closet. I wish I had somebody. And God will close the door on all that mess. Because he wants to rescue you. Can you imagine? Before this, the people who Lot called his closest friend or friends were now turned against him. When the righteous fall, they may not know how far they have drifted off the path. And when God steps in and rescues them, they will come to their senses and say, oh my gosh, how did I end up like this? Can I share this with you? Lot did not know how much his life was affected by this sin that God despises. Brothers and sisters, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody. Okay? I believe God looks at a liar the same way he looks at a thief. But the one thing I know about God, homosexuality is in the same category. Sin is sin. But let me say this to you, and I don't know why I'm pressing here, because I believe that God is going to reveal to us some things. We live in a society that wants us to accept this lifestyle. But God wants to shut the door for the righteous. God wants to shut the door on that mess, because guess what? You get caught up. When you wake up, you'll realize how ruined you are. God's trying to rescue somebody. And the reason why God has sent the rescue crew is because you and I don't know we need rescuing. Can I ask you a question? What do you need rescuing from? Don't ignore God's rescue. What's the point? God will rescue even if you're not what? People say, you know, when people come to join church, well, I'm not ready yet. I think to myself, what's taking you so long? You know what they're thinking about? What they're doing outside. And the moment is now. Don't miss your moment now. Don't miss your rescue now. Are you with me? Watch the text. Verse 11. I got to go. Verse 11 says, and they struck. Hey, there you go. They struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with what? Now imagine, the text says both what? You know what they were talking about right there, right? They weren't talking about small men and great men. They were talking about kids. Yeah. Small and great had the idea that these were children and grown men. Pressing in. The third thing you need to know is this. When God rescues you, when God rescues the righteous, God will remove those who try to delay. He will strike them with blindness. They're going to try to get to you, to pull you. Oh, I thank God for removing certain people out of my life, because guess what? They were a hindrance to my deliverance. Anybody here got somebody hindering you from being delivered? Let me tell you something. When God come to get you, guess what? He will remove them. You cannot, remember, you are the righteous. I'm not talking about being saved. I'm talking about, this is a message for believers who find themselves in situations. Are you with me? Lastly, he says, look what the text says. And so they what? They wearied. Tell your neighbor, they're not going to let you go that easy. Don't think for a moment the person who manipulated you and I into whatever it is, don't think they're going to let you go that easy. I'm talking to you young people. I'm talking about your friends. I'm talking about those little things y'all be doing. Amen. Yeah. They're not going to let you go that easy. They will not release you that easy. God has to strike them, but they're going to keep coming after you. They're going to weary themselves. The text says they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. I wish I had somebody. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and no one comes to the Father unless they go through the Son. He says, he is the doorway. But if you're not trying to find the doorway to be delivered, then you're trying to find another doorway. And there's only one way. Even with their blindness, they were wearying themselves, trying to get them, trying to hold them back. I stopped by to tell you, Satan is not going to give up. Either he's going to destroy you, but he's definitely not going to try to get you delivered. I stopped by to tell you that Satan and his demons will hold you until you either destroy yourself or somebody else destroys you. But I stopped by to tell you, when God rescues the righteous, ain't no devil in hell can stop what God can do. I thank God that even though I may drift a little bit, even though I may fall off the path a little bit, I thank God that he does not leave me where I am. I thank God that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I thank God. hallelujah, to his holy name. That no matter what the devil may try to do, no matter what I may find myself in, God will rescue me. Anybody glad today that you have a person that cares enough about you that no matter what, sometimes you get tricked. Sometimes you get bamboozled. Sometimes you get hoodwinked. Sometimes you do it deliberately. But thanks be to God that he knows how to rescue those whom he loves. Give God a hand clap of praise. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing me. You could have been dead and gone. The devil had a plan for you when God saved you, but God rescued you again and again and again and again and again and again. Aren't you glad? Folk will give up on you, but God will never give up on you. Hallelujah. To his holy name. You know, suppose the Jets said, well, we would make the first down, but the Browns keep getting in our way. We try to make progress, but the Browns keep stopping us. Since they aren't going to let us get the first down, we're just going to stop playing. That's crazy, isn't it? What you call them? You call them chumps. You call them fools. You call them weak. We'll call them, man, they nuts. Why? Because they don't understand that the test of true success is having the ability to move forward when other folks are trying to stop you. That's the goal. You got to see it. Saints, don't get so caught up in your lust and you don't see that it's stopping you. Anything that's unnatural in God's eyes will never prosper. Okay? Anything you do in darkness will come to light. Now, later, at some point in your life, it will show up. And you got to know something. The devil does not want you to be delivered. He doesn't want you to be delivered. Give me my last point. Imagine this. Imagine you're wrong, but God is rescuing you. Because we're out of our minds. It can happen. I thank God that because of what he brought me out of, I've made a decision. I'm not going back. Saints, one day you'll stand before God. One day you will stand before God. And you and I will have to give an account for the life we live. Let the life you live now count for something. But just remember this. God, he wants to rescue you.